25th year.
Hey, it looks like 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The things that are going on in the country, in the world, your backyard. That's what we have here on Good Day with help from Jennifer Horn, who's here front and center. Ten Hutt! There she is.
What do I say?
Yeah, Ten Hutt. Yes.
Ten Hutt.
Yes,
yes, Commander.
Yes, Commander. Ken Kester is along as well. Jennifer and Ken help us understand what's going on with some of the social media, amongst other things. Listener to the program named Lloyd Floyd. Lloyd, huh. Nice to have you here. Lloyd Floyd.
It's got a flow.
It does, doesn't it, huh? How about that? That's actually, think about some of the names that you have heard over the course of your life. Interesting names, like Justin Case. I always enjoyed him when he was on the radio.
It's a radio name.
Mm-hmm. It is a radio name.
What's Dallas Rains, a weather guy name.
Yeah, this, all right, who else can we think of? I think those are two good examples. Anyway, maybe there is a way for us to come up with some of the most unique and interesting names. I do like Lloyd. And then there is Christian C. Christian. Chris Christian. Hmm. I know a guy. Now, Christopher, a guy who was a real estate developer around where I am.
That's a real estate thing. See, right, weather people do the weird things on weather, and radio people just do wacky names, and then real estate people use two first names. We used to have a famous realtor in town called Dave Davidson.
Dave Davidson. Hi, Dave. How are you doing? So, speaking of names, what's the next name for the new pope? Is that decided before or after the pope becomes the pope? Anybody know? You two Catholics, Kenny and Jennifer, you know how the names are arrived? How do they pick a name for the new pope?
I'm going to defer to Ken.
I think that the new pope selects his...
Oh, he picks his own name.
That makes sense. We get to pick our own confirmation names and stuff.
Well,
so,
are the choices? Like, the last guy was Benedict, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the one before that was John Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And look at me remembering this stuff. And whoever else, I'm trying to think of somebody. Was there ever a Pope Charles? Anybody know?
I don't think so. Was it
Kenny, you were also saying that the chances of they're not picking a pope, if you look over the history of the last however many 1,400 years, it took the church 3 years once to pick a pope.
Yeah, back in the, I was looking to see how long they might go at it, and it was just under 3 years, but it was back in the 12th century.
Really?
We've matured so much since then, so hopefully it'll feel like 12 days instead.
All right. So they're in the second day, and the foolishness, Ken's been following this as far as the news media is concerned, with their cameras that are just focused on the smokestack, right?
Yeah, we're on Smoke Watch.
Smoke Watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually on CNN, they are calling it Smoke Watch.
Are they?
Smoke Watch.
I knew it.
Smoke,
there's always a watch.
Mm-hmm. There are 115 voting eligible cardinals. How many cardinals are there all together, and why aren't the rest of them participating?
They have an age cutoff. It's 80 or 85, I believe.
So you can't vote for the pope if you're over 80?
Right.
So why would you be a pope then? I mean, why would you be a cardinal? Why don't they make them retire at 80 if they aren't smart enough, old enough? I mean, if they aren't, what's the implication here? You don't have your faculties or control. You can't think straight when you're 80. So why would you be able to vote? Boy, that's kind of, there's a condemnation associated with that right there.
I think the same lines why Benedict stepped down. He felt like at 85 he couldn't do it anymore.
So then why don't they make a rule to get rid of the cardinals at 85? I mean, what relevance do you have? And this is not a slam at people who are over 85, because there are a lot of people, and I hope to be one of them when I get to be 85, who are very much in charge of everything in their lives, and they've got it. But in general, if the pope can't make it when he's 85, why would you leave cardinals in there?
Excellent question.
Thank you. I thought it was.
I think it depends on the person, too. I mean, there's never been a pope that stepped down. I mean, we've seen a lot of them get very old and stay.
I thought there was one other one that stepped down 300 or 400 years ago.
Yes, one. There was one. Yeah. That was quite a while ago, yes. Mm-hmm. Right around the time we were all born, I think.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Do you care about the picking of a pope? Do you think the news media has overdone all of this? If you're Catholic, maybe you're interested in it. And if you are, what do you think? I'm looking at some of these blogs here. What people want, the younger members of the church that have basically just gone away, if there are people coming back. Now, Jennifer, your age group, sort of things that you're discussing when you go to church about the pope, do the priests have conversations about this in the Sunday morning masses?
I think it's a topic, yeah. I mean, people talk about it within the community. I don't think that it's not a formal topic, though, until a new pope is welcomed, and then it's brought up during Mass.
All right, just one more thing, Kenny. The white smoke and the black smoke, what do the two different kinds of smoke mean?
The black smoke, when the cardinals vote, after they vote, if a pope is not selected, the ballots are taken and burned with a chemical that comes out the chimney as black smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Pope, when they have selected a pope, they use a different chemical, so it's white smoke, but all the ballots are burned up and destroyed.
Right.
Now, I actually will tell you guys, I had a similar situation happen here at my house. I actually posted about it on Facebook. I'm trying to figure out what color to paint my family room. And it's between brioche and calming retreat. And so I let everybody in my neighborhood know that I would release white smoke when I made my decision.
Good for you.
Just FYI.
Thank you. We'll be looking for that. Jennifer and Ken and Doug here at 13 past the hour. What happens when you take a testosterone supplement? Do you know, under the circumstances, what's going on in your body? Those of you who are men in your 30s and beyond, there's been a lot of study done on the male body to try to figure out how vital testosterone is. And apparently it may be the most vital hormone for maintaining overall good health. You hear the stories about men who have low testosterone readings and they're not able to exercise well. Their muscle size and strength has diminished greatly. So if you're going to get back to, and it doesn't make a difference how old you are, but you're, in essence, the studies suggest that when you're in your 30s and beyond, certainly by the time you get into your 40s, you're losing testosterone at a rather rapid rate, and it affects all kinds of things in your body unless you get the number back up to over 400, 500, 600, 700 is optimal. The real trick is getting the body to safely start producing more testosterone on its own, and that's where T-Gen comes in. T-Gen is the only natural way to safely raise the free testosterone level in your body. And using that in combination with a product called NitroBoost, it boosts the nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. Get the blood flow out there, get the testosterone where it needs to be, and get the blood to a point where it's going to enhance your muscle mass, make you stronger, make you better able to exercise. All the things that you don't really, as you get older, feel as much like doing as you did when you were younger. So you want to get back there. You want to be in shape. You want to feel good. You want to look good. So I suggest you call this number, 800-631-6443. A lot of women call this number because they like the fact that the men in their lives are still able to be vibrant and perform well in all circumstances. That's why you need T-Gen. T-Gen with Nitro Boost. 800-631-6443. Order T-Gen now. Excuse me. And then mention my name, Doug Steffen. You'll get two bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free with your order. 800-631-6443. So you get T-Gen with Nitro Boost. And remember, the nitric oxide is what moves the things around your body. Well, improved performance, increased intimacy, more muscle mass with exercise, all that stuff is what a stack of satisfied customers here using T-Gen. Join that group at 800-631-6443. And don't forget to ask about the two bottles of Nitro Boost that come absolutely free with your order. 800-631-6443.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, or Doug at DougStephan.com. You'll be interested to know that a construction worker has been found guilty of assault after he whistled loudly near some police officers. The fellow was participating in a protest when he put his fingers in his mouth and blew in the faces of the policemen who were on duty at the protest. Two of them claimed they have had since that time ringing in their ears. One is out on disability. One's not been able to hear for 2 to 3 months. So this fellow was sentenced to 6 weeks in jail for his antics.
Isn't that what construction workers do? Isn't that part of their job description, is to whistle at people and things?
Well, isn't that when you're sort of standing on the corner watching all the girls go by? So now it's illegal to whistle if a policeman is too close to you. What is this country coming to? The FBI, by the way, warning celebrities to protect their bank accounts, Jen. Apparently, TMZ has reported that any celebrity, this was, Wednesday, this was Monday, a lot of celebrities like Mel Gibson, Kim Kardashian,
Michelle
Beyonce,
Obama got
Mrs.
hacked.
Obama, mm-hmm. Joe Biden got hacked with private financial information posted now online. Have you seen any of that?
I haven't, but I did read that with Mrs. Obama, they had actually written a note along with her bank information that said, sorry about this, Mrs. Obama, we still love you, it's your husband that we're after. And so people were then saying, is it because he's after Obama? Is he going after friends of Obama? Who knows?
Really?
But, yeah.
No money has been stolen. It's just the posting of the information.
Right, making it difficult for people.
So I wonder if something will come up that will show that any of the public statements that these people have made, we don't care about celebrities, but and Mrs. Obama, she's not a public figure other than she's married to the president. But
right, if you're
Joe
after
Biden?
Him to make a point, then those would be the people you go after.
Yeah. Oh, checking the information in their private accounts versus what they put on their IRS form. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty interesting, right?
That would be interesting.
The Iranian government says it's going to go ahead and sue the producers of Argo. And so?
Mm-hmm. George Clooney. I'm sure he's really upset right now.
Unrealistic portrayal of the incident in the film.
Right.
So it was the Iranian Cultural Affairs and Movie.
It's a movie, Iran. A movie.
21 after. They have no sense of humor here.
gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Okay, so what does that mean? Are you like transfer? This is the number one song from this day in 1998. I always have during this portion of the program a musical focus on Good Day for a few minutes, remembering something that was going on in your life, perhaps some emotion, some experience that you might have been sharing. So what is this song number one during this week in 1998? Will Smith getting jiggy with it. What does that hold for you, Jennifer?
Oh, my gosh. I was out of high school.
Yeah.
Barely. And just, I don't know, just it was a great song. It was, you know, at the time when you're in my college years, just it was fun. It was a fun song to dance to. Nothing serious. Just means being crazy, you know, just kind of getting jiggy with it. It's like just being crazy, excited. It's kind of fun.
Crazy.
Yeah,
right,
so, just a fun dance song.
All right, Kenny, would you share that? You guys are both, no, Kenny's older than you are, though.
I think so.
What does this song bring back to you? Anything?
Actually, I was at a soft rock station in Cincinnati when this came out, and we didn't play this.
Really?
You were not getting jiggy with it at soft rock station.
Having worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years, I can completely understand that, actually. Completely understand that. All right, let's move into the comedy from the late night shows. Conan's first, Jay Leno, then followed by David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon with a few jokes, a few laughs here.
I heard this. Some ships are now offering cougar cruises for older women to meet
awesome.
Younger men.
Wow. I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, last count, 5,000 women have signed up and zero men.
Imagine if just one signs up.
Yeah. Oh, that poor guy.
He'll be killed very quickly. Well, a Connecticut Dunkin' Donuts worker stopped a robbery by tossing a pot of hot coffee at a man who tried to climb through the drive-thru window.
Yeah.
The worker said they'd never seen the man before. Well, of course not. And he's a regular customer at Dunkin' Donuts. He wouldn't be able to fit through the drive-thru window. Oh, look at this. Google has come out with an experimental pair of talking sneakers. These are sneakers that encourage you to move. If you sit too long in these sneakers, the sneakers will actually talk to you until you get up and move. You know, that's not going to work, okay? Americans need a pair of sneakers that actually kicks them in the ass, okay? That is the only way.
Feel free to help yourselves to a large, sugary soda.
Yeah!
It's official. We can drink all the large sugary soda we want here in New York City. I saw a woman today with a giant soda. Honest to God, it was so big, it had a pull handle and wheels.
Today was the first day that cardinals started voting for the new pope.
Oh.
Yeah. Everyone has already voted. Except the cardinal from Florida, who's still trying to figure out how the ballot works. I don't know. What's up with Florida, but it just happens. But in accordance with the Vatican tradition, the cardinals in the papal conclave will release white smoke when a pope is chosen. The practice was started by those two ancient leaders, Cardinal Cheech and Cardinal Chung.
That's pretty funny. So the judge's rejection of the large sugary drink ban. Don't we have a lot of comments on that between Jennifer and Kenny? What do we have? Didn't we ask a question about that yesterday? Jen, do I remember us asking that question?
We asked a lot of questions yesterday. Ken, was one of the sugary soda bans one of them?
You know, it was one of them, and we have lots of comments on our Facebook page about it.
We do. All right, so we get to those. Also, the Boy Scouts of America has sent a 13-question survey to adult former scouts on whether or not to allow homosexuality in its ranks. Apparently, they don't want to do what they said they were going to do, so they're going to do a little research first. That in the focus as we continue here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Did you hear the news? America actually has a new national park. Here's the story behind that and some other park news that you probably want to know. Pinnacles National Monument is now Pinnacles National Park, the 59th national park in America. And spring is one of the best times to visit when the wildflowers are in bloom around the volcanic formations. Death Valley National Park was recently named an International Dark Sky Park, the largest in the world. Translation, it's officially one of the best places to go stargazing. But it's not all good news. This year, the National Park Service announced that it's reducing the number of free entrance days at all parks around the country. Last year, there were 17 free days. This year, it's down to 11. The reason? Money, of course. Free admission days are meant to drive traffic and raise awareness. But the Park Service loses between $700,000 to $1 million for every free day. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Good Day program, having a little fun with some of the issues. The most important stories of the day are here on Good Day with Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn along with me. The poll today at DougStephan.com asks you, how do you feel about the TSA letting you take knives back onto airplanes? That coupled with a rather frisky approach the TSA took with Senator McCaskill of Minnesota. She was, I think, over the weekend patted down. She wrote about it in her blog. Kenny, what did she say? Apparently she had some kind of strange cream on her hands, and that set off some kind of alert. But you'd think these people would be smart enough to know how to handle someone like a senator. They apparently aren't that smart, though. So she's taken to some... I guess she, like a lot of other senators, use Twitter a lot, right?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. And so what'd she say?
She said OMG, and then it was hashtag uncomfortable, and that she couldn't believe that that she was getting a
pat down. Yeah.
It
kind of did the way that fellow. You remember when you and I were traveling, Jennifer, someplace, and the lady who was patting you down got very frisky?
She got really frisky. She touched parts that I don't even touch most of the time.
So, again, back to the outrageous stupidity that's exercised by these people. And it's got to go back to the top. What do we say this guy's Pistori, I think is his name, who runs the TSA. I have no use for him. I haven't since the first pronouncement. He's nothing but a political thug, in essence. And these people aren't smart. They're so arrogant, too. My God, we're doing this for your protection. Really? That's interesting. So the question here, how do you feel about the TSA and the knives? The folks at Delta and American both say they're not going to allow knives on their planes. That'd be pretty interesting how they manage to go. They set up their set up their own security. So that brings
up a good point, though. We've had a lot of people in response to this say that forget the TSA and let the airlines handle their own security. So maybe this is the first step to that.
Anyway, the question about how you feel about the TSA letting you take knives back onto airplanes, suggestions are as follows. A, it's about time. We should be able to take just about anything onto an airplane. B, I'm okay with it if it really makes going through security faster. I don't think that if your knife shows up, they're going to want to measure it. Right? I don't think this is going to make it shorter. They're going to make it longer. See, I think it's a bad idea. D, this is one of the dumbest things the TSA has done, and they've done lots of dumb things. E, I really fly, so I don't really care. So you can weigh in at 888-302-3684. We have a sort of a running commentary going. What else do either of you see in our social media, Kenny or Jennifer?
You want to take that, Ken, or I will do it? We're getting used. We're rolling the kinks out, but I will take this one because, you know, this has been the bee in my bonnet about the large sugary drinks in New York City. We were asking, should there be a ban on large sugary drinks? I think it's funny to call them sugary drinks, by the way, as part of an effort to fight obesity in America. And a lot of our fans have chimed in. Tim said, no, it limits personal freedom as well as curbs profits for business. Enough government already. Debbie said no. John said it would work about as well as prohibition worked. It's a good point, John. Nita said absolutely not. Steve said HE double hockey sticks. No. Philip said no. It's none of the government's business what I choose to do with my body. I will suck down whatever I want to and in whatever size I want to. That's my choice, not the government's. P.S. Just because I can doesn't mean that I will. Helen said no. Patty said arrest the guy with the big cup. Now how stupid is that? So no. Marie said no, no, no. The government can stay out of my life. Patty said, I can control myself. Don't need Big Brother doing it for me. David said, no, people who insist on drinking that much will just buy two of the largest size they can get and actually end up drinking more. This is true. Thomas says, so in New York, I can buy a 16-ounce soft drink with my large overstuffed pizza, but I can buy a pitcher of beer. Bill said, what about a small drink with refills? And that was what I was wondering. Do they take out the free refill clause now in New York? I don't know. Jake said, no. Mike said, there are no fat people in a POW camp. It's a choice to be fat. Melissa said, no, the government cannot force people to eat healthy. There are healthy choices out there, and people should be able to decide on their own what they want. If I want a sugary drink, then so be it. No one should ever tell someone else what they can and cannot consume. The list goes on and on. Feel free. Chime in. It's a hot debate now. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right, so Kenny, what TSA comments do you see?
I don't see any TSA comments yet. It seems like people are more interested in the story of DougStefan.com about Twinkies coming back this summer.
All right, so Twinkies, hooray for
good
Twinkies.
For you. This is why I love our show. They're more worried about Twinkies than knives. Good.
Let's the story is, this is with the Mexican baker. Which one of the companies that was a suitor for Twinkies actually got them, Kenny?
Metropolis and Company. It looks like a joint deal.
Really?
With also someone called Apollo Global.
Wow. So the Twinkie's going to be the same. They use the same recipe, right? You can't have a Twinkie without it being really bad for you, that creamy stuff. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Headlines from Rome, smoke from the chimney.
Uh-oh, right. What color?
Michael Forty.
Gray.
Gray.
That's black.
Ken, are you seeing this?
Does that mean?
I'm guessing it's supposed to be black, but
it
looks
black
gray.
If it's gray, I think.
It's getting darker and darker.
All right, so what does it mean if it's black?
No Pope.
No Pope. Okay. Well,
they voted no Pope.
Give us the story when there's white smoke, will you please?
That's the most exciting thing that happened this morning.
We're watching the cam. I mean, come on.
All right. Michael is in the control room in our studio in Washington. Richie's in New York this morning, and so we continue on. 888-302-3684. As long as we're at DougStefan.com, the question there yesterday, how much did your wedding cost? We get off onto a discussion of this as people prepare for June weddings. This is the time when people are making the arrangements, trying to figure out how much to spend. Let's see here. 25% of you said between $500 and $1,000. Wow, that's cheap. 27% of you said between $1,000 and $5,000. 11% of you said $5,000 to $10,000. 8% of you said under $500. 7% said 10,000 to 20,000. 9% said over 20,000. Matter of fact, I had somebody tell me 250,000 they spent for their first wedding. Let's see, 13% of you didn't have any idea how much your wedding costs. And I don't remember much about my wedding. I do remember, I think I said this yesterday, that both sides kicked in about $4,000 in order to make it happen. So that was not back in 1971, however. The $250,000 wedding was in 1984, as I recall that story. So food for thought, obviously. That's what we're interested in here. 888-302-3684. More of what's going on in the world today in a moment on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word of mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. When looking into these professional services, people rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
888-302-3684. We're just talking about some of the things that are on Facebook, including a picture of my dog, Charlotte, who's standing in a planter.
Mm-hmm.
She happens to like
a lot of people chiming in on that one, too. Dougie,
really?
Thomas says, that, yeah, Thomas loves the picture. Scott said, San Jose is in the mid-70s today and mid-80s by Wednesday and Thursday. We are on the hunt for spring. Let's see. Mary says, Charlotte, what did you do? And then Melissa said, Charlotte's just beautiful. Norma said, I love that dog. She's almost human. Janine said, I agree. We're spring. She's thick of snow. Loretta said, did she get in there all by herself? She's precious. At first, I thought it was a litter box.
Well, it is kind of, she uses it that way.
I'm sure. Perfect fit for her, by the way.
All right, 888-302-3684. It is kind of a good fit picture on facebook.com/good day. Did we post that on the Good Day picture page as well? Kenny, the picture, we always have sort of pictures of Charlotte because she's one of the most popular characters here.
I could go through them real quick. I know we have a whole bunch of pictures of you and Charlotte that we posted recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so let's go back to the sugary drink ban for a moment, because this seems to have people stirred up. In fact, the ladies on The View yesterday discussed this situation in a way in which only they could go through it.
Yesterday, a judge rejected New York Mayor Bloomberg's proposed ban on sugary drinks, saying that the ban was too arbitrary, hurting some businesses and letting others off the hook. Now, he pointed out that it bans the sale of 20-ounce sodas, but still allows a 40-ounce milkshake.
Yeah.
And people, you know, and so people were like, hey, okay, we're done. But the question, I guess, is because the mayor says he's going to fight this, do you think it's a good idea?
I actually applaud Mayor Bloomberg because he cares. He's doing this thing with the sugary drinks. He wants to get the earbuds as far as, you know, people listening to loud music. He's really trying to do a lot. But I think now they've overturned it, I'd like to see him make something else that pedestal.
Why not go after cigarettes, then? If you're really going to go after the cigarettes,
well, then nothing happens. sell.
They're never going to, they're never, you know, this has been one of the arguments I've had about cigarettes, but it brings in a lot of money. It brings in a lot of money to the city.
And restaurants and
all that, thank goodness.
888-302-3684. I think we've been around that thing enough. I think this is one of those discussion topics that just is overdone. It's overcooked. It's the same stuff. Everybody's saying the same thing. With regard to costs of weddings, somebody pointed out that Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, and Justin Theroux are all going to get married.
Yes, and they're all racing for the altar, by the way. Because, you know, the tabloids love to pit Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie up against each other because Angelina cheated when Brad was still married to Jennifer. So now the rumor is that they're trying to race to the altar. Let's see, the Sun magazine said that Brad Pitt and Angelina got a wedding license at the end of last month, which means they must marry in 90 days. Meanwhile, Jennifer Aniston is expected to wed Justin Theroux very soon. As for Brangelina, everything points to them getting married in May, just after the Cannes Film Festival ends, because they've got their hearts set on tying the knot in France.
Yeah,
I know. Sources say Jen is not happy at the thought of Brad and Angelina's wedding happening so close to hers, so she's going to try to upstage the wedding with her Hollywood guests and over-the-top celebration.
Oop-dee-doodle. Okay, so here's something else that I'm not sure whether this demands a lot of comment. The essence of the Boy Scouts, this whole thing started, what, 4 or 5 months ago when there was a dictum from Boy Scout leadership that they wanted to allow gay young men to become scouts. And then there was a lot of hoopla. So now a questionnaire has been distributed to about 1 million adult former scouts using situations to discern where scouting's membership falls on the question of homosexuality, gays camping with children, gays in church leadership. It allows the adult scouts who have it to indicate a range of feelings and choices from strong support to strong opposition to this ban. So one wonders, I'm trying to look at some of the questions. Here's one of them. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Bob is 15 years old and the only openly gay scout in a Boy Scout troop. The survey begins its third question with, is it acceptable or unacceptable for the troop leader to allow Bob to tent with a heterosexual boy on an overnight camping trip?
I think it's fine. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you're going to attack the kid next to you.
No, but that's the inference.
Right.
That's the inference that you get. Here's another one. Excuse me. Should a lesbian mother of a tiger cub be allowed to serve as den leader if the pack is chartered to a church that teaches that homosexuality is not wrong? Another question. Kenny, were you ever a Boy Scout?
No.
Never. Okay.
You didn't ask me.
Well, you weren't a Boy Scout. Thank you.
No, I wasn't a Boy Scout.
But they wouldn't have the same. Why don't they? That's actually a good question. Why don't they ask the same thing of the Girl Scouts? What, is it a different feeling about lesbians than homosexual men? I think that's kind of hypocritical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Under the circumstances?
It is.
All right. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, a natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends. Don't miss it.
got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program 3/13/13. We'll not get to the 13th month, though. We don't have 12 months, right? So we wouldn't be able to get to. We did 12, 12, 12. That was when there was dangerous stuff afoot last December. Remember that, Jennifer? Uh-huh. All the bad stuff that was supposed to happen. And energetically, it actually turned out to be a pretty good day. So what will today be like for you? Hopefully a good one. Here's some of the tech talk, some of the issues from technology that we discuss in this portion of the program every day. It's Tech Talk time with Shelley Palmer, who today compares two smartphone operating systems, Google's Android and Apple's. How do you say, is it iOS? What is it?
It's their operating system, yes, iOS.
iOS, all right, that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google's Android operating system, or Android OS, is the most popular smartphone operating system in the world. But iOS, Apple's operating system, is also awesome. Which one should you choose? Let's have a quick look at some Android OS features that might help you decide. Android OS includes Google Now, a feature that helps you have fun and always gives you something to do, no matter where you are. Based on your location, schedule, and interests, Google Now finds events and places that match your preferences. Suddenly, your Saturday night just got a few hours longer and a lot more fun. Android is also far more customizable than iOS. If you really want a personalized smartphone, Android's got you covered. Hate Android's browser? Set Chrome as your default. You can't do that on iOS. You have to launch it manually. And Google Maps navigates you home with just one tap. iOS may be great, but these features help Android stand out. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, for those of you who like Paintbox, there's a tech company that's come up with a paint bot, which you can trigger if you post certain words on Twitter. Company is iStrategy Lab, and they showcased to this paint bot on their company website. It's a gun that's been modified to fire when a specific Twitter hashtag is used by anybody on the Twitter network. Why? I guess would be my question.
Kind of smart to get yourself trending, I think.
Really? That's all this is?
Publicity. Get yourself trending. Get yourself noticed, I think. And I don't know. Is there any other good purpose for it, Ken?
No, I think that's it. And the problem they're having that people are upset about is that there's no live stream, so you can't type the word and see the gun shoot. You just
have to believe them.
What is this about? I don't even begin to get it. What is this? If somebody gets their rocks off on Twitter, you put something on Twitter and it fires a paint box, who's going to see it?
Nobody. Maybe they'll post a picture after. Say, here's what your tweets did. But yeah, it's kind of dumb. But, you know, it's an interesting way to get publicity.
58 after on Good Day.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.